Welcome to the Hateful Hitman Podcast. Here's your host, Chris Strassbaugh.
Welcome in. I am Chris Strassbaugh. Thank you for listening to the Hateful Hitman Fantasy Football Podcast. It is Tuesday, September 24th. Week 3 is in the books. We move on to week 4. Got a lot to talk about. All kinds of stuff happening in the NFL. Injuries, a big one, Saquon Barkley. I'll get to that here in just a minute. First, in the immortal, everlasting words of Roscoe P. Coltrane, good news, good news. The Hitman Hideout is almost finished. Another couple of days and I'll have it ready to roll as far as the construction part of it goes. Then it's just getting everything all set up, you know, the frills and dressings and turning it into a man cave. But the construction is almost done and ready to move into, so really looking forward to that because it's been a process that didn't think would take me as long as it did. Obviously only working on it on the weekends and a day or two here or there, but it's almost done, looking good. Be kind of cool. I have pictures on Twitter and on my Hateful Hitman Facebook group page, which if you want to join that, go to Facebook groups. Look up the Hateful Hitman Podcast. Send a request. I'll let you in. Be happy to have you guys in for the ride on that as well. More good news. Antonio Brown is no longer in the NFL. That's fantastic. That's one less headache and one less let's just go with hassle. Sorry about the pause. I couldn't think of what to say, but that hassle is behind us. Like I said, I did take a flyer on him and made a trade for him there a couple weeks ago. I got one touchdown out of him. I played him, got one touchdown out of him, and, you know, he's got issues, so he moved on. So, you know, hopefully we can get it right, but, you know, the dude's got a lot of problems outside of the game of football. Bad news, if you haven't heard, I'm sure you have by now. If you haven't heard, you may be living under a rock. Saquon out 4 to 8 weeks, high ankle sprain. So what's that do for your fantasy value? Well, it hurts because if it is more along the 6 to 8 week line, which that usually is the case, but this kid is a freak. He may heal back up and be back in 4 or 5. Very possible. But if it tails into the 6-8 range, you're already looking at about week 12. I'm not sure when their bye week is. You know, getting him back kind of kills your shares of Saquon this year, especially in redraft. And, you know, Dynasty, obviously, you're fine. You just stash him. Keeper leagues, if you want, you stash him, obviously. I traded him in a league this morning. I'm 0-3 in that league, and I made a deal with a guy. Try to get a few pieces for him, you know, because if I wait 8 weeks to get Saquon Barkley back, you know, my team might be done. If I don't get a win this week, it's probably really bad off. So I traded him. I don't recommend doing that. I would keep him in any format you have him in. Maybe you are strong enough running back to, you know, stash him and get some solid play out of somebody else. Maybe go pick up Wayne Gallman. I've seen that he's been kind of hot on the waiver wire this week. I did pick up a couple of shares of Wayne Gallman in a couple of leagues where my running backs weren't all that strong. So, you know, don't really know what we're going to see out of Wayne Gallman. If it's the Clemson Wayne Gallman, we're going to have good luck. If it's just, you know, the last couple of years Wayne Gallman, you know, may just be for a flex or a bye week. Situation there, but you know, he is a starting running back now in the NFL, and those are hard to come by. So if you can go out and grab Wayne Gallman, wouldn't be a bad idea. Okay, so let's jump into the week. Here's what we know. I'm going to start in Tampa, and I want to jump through the biggest part of that game and get to the end of it. Fantasy-wise, it was a fantastic, amazing day for Mike Evans. Okay, he woke up, and that was a game plan going in. They were going to look away from Godwin. They were going to get the ball to Evans, And if you had Evans in your lineup, probably won your week. Jameis Winston looked really good, but it was also to be expected. Okay, it was a little bit of a weaker defense, and he really needed to show up, and he did, and he really needed that. This week, on the road, not so sure I am jacked on Jameis Winston this week. Just don't know exactly. Have to wait and see, you know, when it gets closer to setting lineups if I'm actually going to play him or not. As of right now, probably going to say no. But, you know, we all know Jameis can get hot and go on a hot streak and run you four games where he's just blowing up fantasy. So, you know, I hate to miss out on that. I want to jump to the end of that game real quick, though. And I hate it for the kicker in that game, okay? They come down, and they had a timeout in their pocket, and they had 13 seconds on the clock, and they decided to not try one shot into the end zone. And I think, you know, ultimately you got about four possibilities that could have happened in that game. Does Winston throw a pick in the end zone? Maybe. Does he throw a touchdown? Maybe. Is it incomplete? Maybe. Does the kicker miss the field goal? Maybe. Okay, but as a coach, and I'm putting this all on the coaching staff, if you run a kicker out there with the game on the line and he's missed two field goals in this game already, I'm going to let Jameis Winston, my, you know, technically my franchise quarterback, I'm going to put it on his shoulders for at least one play. Okay, and then if it doesn't work, you've still got time to run the kicker out there and you know, try the field goal. Ultimately, the kid missed. Feel bad for him. You know, and Tampa lost a game that they probably should have won. You know, coaches are put in these positions to make these decisions, you know, bang, bang, bang. And, you know, a guy like Arians, who's been around, should have thought, okay, I already got a guy. This kid's missed it twice. Winston's had a great game. I'm going to give him one shot. We have a timeout. We could do anything, really. You could run the ball. Probably wouldn't have, but, I mean, you could have with one timeout. So I don't blame the kid. He's going to take some heat, you know, because Tampa's notorious for having bad kickers, and the kid's going to take some heat, and I hate it for him. But, you know, that one wasn't on him. That was a bad coaching decision, in my opinion. If you watched the Monday night game last night, you may have been as puzzled as I was several times. And with any more of a tougher opponent, Chicago may have, you know, suffered. But I guess they were thinking, well, we're playing Washington and, you know, we can get away with some stuff. And I tweeted out that sarcastically, obviously, that, you know, the Chicago running backs were so bad that they had to line up a career utility wide receiver at running back. Puzzled me then, puzzles me now, okay, because to me, that's the perfect game, okay, to get David Montgomery, and yes, I'm a David Montgomery guy. I have him in several leagues. I want to see him, you know, do good in the NFL. But to me, that would be a perfect game to get him several carries, to get him, you know, more experience, more time on the field. But instead, you want to run Cordell Patterson out of the I formation as a running back on, you know, X number of plays. I don't get that. You know, and Matt Nagy, obviously, fantastic coach, you know, knows what he's doing and stuff. But to me, that just seemed odd where you have a rookie running back against a team that, you know, quite frankly, this was like a preseason game that counted. Okay, there was really no doubt that they were going to win this game. And they had a chance to get David Montgomery some more experience, some more touches out of the backfield. But instead, they went with these gadget plays and these whatever. But I just... I found that odd, and I still to this day, you know, all day long I was thinking about it. It just didn't make any sense to me. And, you know, because their schedule is going to get tougher, you know, and down the line, you know, and then you say, well, you know, they're going to keep him fresh and keep you from getting hurt. You don't want him to get hurt in the game. That's meaningless. That they've already gotten well in hand. And that's that. I get that. But at the same time, you know, it's a game that counts. And, you know, this kid's going to need experience, and he needs time. It would be a great game for him to get those, you know. But instead, they wanted to give carries to Patterson, you know. And they got the win, and that's great. You know, if you're a Bears fan, you know, cool. But at the same time, it had me scratching my head. On to my weekly DAC rant. You know, it was our 3 weeks. We got our 3 weeks in now, okay? Giants, Redskins, Dolphins. Okay, we predicted he was going to have a good start. Gets a little bit tougher this week with New Orleans. Okay? They are probably going to try to keep time of possession, you know, on their side. Keep Dak and that offense off the field. You know, and Bridgewater, this is a different matchup than it would have been, you know, had Breeze not gotten hurt. But Bridgewater now, and then they sprinkle in some Taysom Hill here and there. It's going to be a dink and dunk. And they are going to probably try to keep time of possession away from Dallas and wear that defense out. So I don't know what we're going to see from Dak as far as fantasy production this week, or from Dallas in general. I think this could be a tough game. I think this could be a game that Dallas may trip up and get their first loss. I mean, I want to be wrong. I hope I'm wrong, but it just seems like it's the stage is set. You know, you got a backup quarterback, and, you know, they're just now trying to get an idea, their feel for their offense with the new quarterback. You got Dallas coming in, firing on all cylinders offensively. Now, defensively, they've not done what we thought they were going to do. Okay, what, 3 sacks all season? Their safety, Woods, is out for extended number of weeks. So, I mean, defensively, they've not really lived up to expectations, especially in the sack department. I mean, the pass rush is getting there. They're just not getting to the quarterback. So, I mean, it's set up. It's set up for Dallas, you know, to stub their toe. I mean, I hope not, but, you know, it has happened before. All right, let's talk about a couple of new guys real quick. Let's talk about Mason Rudolph and Daniel Jones, okay, moving these offenses forward this season. Okay, Mason Rudolph, 14-27, 174 yards, 2 touchdowns and a pick. And it's just a fuzz over 50%. Obviously, he went better than that, but he's going to grow. He's going to get better. I think he did hit Juju on that big bomb touchdown where he got down the sideline and was gone. That helped his day. Couple of home games for him coming up. Bengals, Ravens, division games. Okay, he gets the Bengals first. Probably put up better numbers against those guys than he will the Ravens. So, I mean, but, you know, look for him to continue to grow. And like I said last week, I like him going forward, and this is his time. Okay, you're gonna have to have growing pains as a Steeler fan, but he shows a lot of promise. Daniel Jones, the number 6 pick in the draft. I said it before. Go back, play it over. I said if the Giants start out 0-2, expect Daniel Jones to be playing quarterback. Nailed that one right on the money. 23-36, 336 yards, 2 touchdowns, 28 rushing yards, 2 more rushing touchdowns. That's an element that Eli Manning was never going to bring to the table. This guy, we've probably seen the last of Eli Manning starting for the Giants unless some sort of injury happens. I made a post on Facebook that said, Eli Manning says to self, yep, I'm never playing again. Other than injury, probably not going to play anymore. Eli Manning does not need to play for any other NFL team. Okay, he's had his time. He's got two Super Bowl rings. You don't want to tarnish what thin line you have to maybe get in the Hall of Fame. Okay, I don't know if I think he's maybe a borderline Hall of Famer. The two Super Bowl rings is definitely the best thing in his resume. Okay, but he's never ever been the world's greatest NFL quarterback. The two Super Bowl rings will probably get him in, but you don't want to tarnish that by going somewhere and, you know, throwing up a stinker. Okay, I'll be honest with you, I've never been an Eli Manning fan, never have. When he came out, didn't want to play for the Chargers, just something about that didn't stick with me right the whole entire time, and I haven't liked him ever since. But you don't want to tarnish what you've already accomplished in the NFL and maybe make it to the Hall of Fame someday. Okay, because that's every NFL player's dream. You win a championship, okay, and you get to the Hall of Fame. Those are your accolades as NFL players. And he's done the first part. Okay, now getting into the Hall of Fame is the second. To me, if he goes somewhere else and he's not, you know, even half of what he used to be, it's going to tarnish what he's already built, and it may cost him the Hall of Fame. I think he should just bow out. You know, it's not going to be a Strahan thing where Strahan wins a Super Bowl, retires, walks off, you know, mic drop. This isn't going to happen for Eli. He should leave now, get out before, you know, he tarnishes his legacy. Just my opinion, and I'm entitled to it. Cam Newton has already been ruled out again for this coming week's games. So what do we get? So we get Kyle Allen again, okay? Kyle Allen didn't stink up the joint, okay? Christian McCaffrey was, you know, relevant again in that offense. The only problem is that was against Arizona, okay? 19 for 26, 261 yards, 4 touchdowns. Okay, not much on the ground. It's not his game. Okay, played really good against Arizona. Gets Houston this week. Okay, at Houston. Not sure if you're a quarterback streaming kind of fantasy person. Not sure you want to stream Kyle Allen this week. If it's your only option, once again, starting quarterback in the NFL, two quarterback leagues. Super flex, you may have no choice. Maybe you had Cam and he's out. Maybe you had Big Ben, you know, he's out. Breeze, and if you have to, then you have to. But if there's other options, wouldn't be my first choice, but might be in, you know, top five guys if you need somebody. Definitely like how he made Christian McCaffrey relevant again, and, you know, he had a nice game. And so that's a plus. And if he's able to have that kind of element in his play where McCaffrey is, you know, good, then, you know, I'm all for him, and I hope he does well, you know, for the Carolina Panthers, for sure. If for some reason DeMarcus Robinson is still available through waivers or in your free agent pool, go get him before somebody else does. Okay, he's going to be relevant. Same with Mecole Hardman. Both those guys are going to be relevant for Kansas City until Tyreek Hill gets back. And I'm not so sure DeMarcus Robinson may have a role, you know, throughout the season. The coaches absolutely love him. Says he is just, you know, an amazing talent, very gifted. Love what he brings, you know, to the field every week. 175 yards and 3 touchdowns in the past 2 games. And that Kansas City offense is just potent. There's nobody that you really can't start and think, okay, I got a shot with this guy scoring. So, you know, Robinson, Hardman, both, along with Kelsey, you know, that Kansas City offense is potent. And if you have Patrick Mahomes, you're probably undefeated in fantasy this year because so far I'm wrong. He hasn't had a setback. All he's doing is just doing stuff that just seems like it's a video game. I guess it's beat up on Miami time once again. If you've got any shares of the Chargers, fire them up there. You know, they get Miami this week. You know, Rivers and Keenan Allen had a big week last week. Now they get Miami. Now it's in Miami. Okay, that Rivers historically is not great, you know, away from home, but he's also not great, you know, flying clear across the country. But it's a little too tempting against Miami, who has just had no success stopping really anybody this year. I got two or three shares of Rivers. I want to fire him out there just because it is Miami. Him and Keenan Allen and even Mike Williams and Eckler and Jackson, they can all be playable this week. I really just see another beat down, and Miami is just, you know, they're searching. And, you know, but on the positive side for the Dolphins, hey, Josh Rosen, and like I said, Dallas's defense hasn't been what we thought it was going to be this year. But Josh Rosen played him good. He didn't just lay a stinker. You know, didn't go out there and turn the ball over a bunch of times. And, you know, he looked like the better of the two quarterbacks and obviously younger. And he did get banged up, and he was able to come back in and play. You know, that shows toughness. So, I mean, there's something to build on right there offensively. The running backs there are just, you know, a hot mess. Drake's fumbling. You know, Kalen Ballage is just doesn't look good at all. I just don't see any ray of sunshine at the end of the rainbow that says Miami wins this week. I think even going, you know, clear across country like that, still think the Chargers take care of them and beat them. And, you know, most of your Chargers have a good fantasy day in all your leagues. Try my best not to knock on people. Not to knock on NFL players because they've got more talent in their pinky finger than I'll ever pretend to have. But I really don't like what I see out of Mitch Trubisky. You know, last year, you know, you had a big ray of hope thinking he's coming into his, you know, be his third season. And, you know, he should take a giant leap forward. Well, he made some bad decisions last night and some bad throws, and he's been making them all year. And I'm just not impressed with Trubisky at all. And I almost wonder, and I've said this before, I even said it probably when he got drafted. He only played 13 college games at North Carolina, okay? Akili Smith, you know, that's another one. 1 year of college, went into the NFL. And, you know, he needs more experience. And he needed more college time. And, you know, I don't think he was worth that high of a pick, you know, because now what he's putting out there right now isn't, you know, what he's supposed to have been coming out. I mean, I guess there's quarterbacks. I mean, I wouldn't want Eli over him. You know, I wouldn't want I'd still take him over Dalton. And, you know, you get the stats, and they weren't bad because he had all those touchdowns to Gabriel. But in the second half, the interception to Josh Gordon was just a bad throw. It was just a throw that, you know, you're a professional NFL football player, and you don't make that throw. You just don't make it. Throw it away, something. I don't know, but you just don't make that throw. And, you know, that would have been, had the game been closer, that would have been terrible for the Bears had the game not been, you know, pretty much already in hand. But not really impressed with Trubisky. I have zero shares of him, and that's the reason why I've just haven't been sold on him, you know, at all. What to do with Tony Pollard? Listen, okay, I'm a Cowboy fan. I love Tony Pollard. Don't be fooled by his stat line last week, okay? Had big game, over 100 yards. You know, it was against Miami. They were cruising. Okay, they pulled Elliott, you know, and he was able to get those big chunk plays and that touchdown and everything. This isn't going to be a regular thing for Tony Pollard. He's not going to get those carries every week, especially as Dallas' schedule gets tougher. Don't fall for it, okay? Don't start Tony Pollard this week against New Orleans. Even if he gets one touchdown, he may have one carry for 6 yards and a touchdown. It's not worth a spot. You can find somebody else to put in there. Don't buy Tony Pollard right now because it's just it was just game setup the way it was, they was blowing him out. He got playing time. Last guy I want to talk about before we get to the hit list in week four, hits and misses in week four hit list, Baker Mayfield. Okay, I said last week, don't panic on Baker Mayfield. It's a process. It's a moving forward process. Okay? He looked better this week than he did last week. Still not what we was expecting him to be, you know, coming into the season. But it's building, and I think it's building in the right direction. And it's a bit of a catch-22 this week. They've got Baltimore. Okay, he's going to have to play well. Okay, because Lamar Jackson's going to play well. And he's going to have to play well because I'm not so sure they're going to be able to run a whole lot. So he may have a chance. But do you play him? That is the tricky question. I have shares of Baker Mayfield. I have three or four shares. And if my matchups look favorable elsewhere, okay, for a perfect example, Phillip Rivers, I'm playing Phillip Rivers over Baker Mayfield. But if it's a tougher matchup, you know, maybe Baker gets the nod. I will definitely have to play him in our Devy League. Probably go with him and Kyler Murray this week. So it all depends on matchup. And I'm not saying, you know, shy away from starting Baker Mayfield, but maybe lean into it with, is there somebody out there better? You know, if you've got Daniel Jones, maybe go with Daniel Jones against Washington. I mean, it's we saw that there was possibilities that for Trubisky, and, you know, they are missing Saquon, but Daniel Jones may be a better play, you know, against Washington than Baker against Baltimore. Okay, on to what I hit, what I missed. I didn't hit them all this week. I will admit. First one, what I hit. Dak Prescott continues his assault on the NFL and against weak defenses. He has a tough one this week against New Orleans, but he did ball out for you fantasy-wise against the Dolphins, just as expected. It gets tougher now. We'll see how it goes this week. I'm going to play Dak in the two leagues I have him in because he's my best option. But don't be surprised if his output is a little bit lower than it was over the past 3 weeks because, you know, I think maybe he can get sacked and I think maybe he can make some mistakes against the Saints. Next one, what I hit. I said before a little bit ago, if you've got a Chief, they're firing all cylinders. Tyreek Hill is down. Mecole Hardman had another good game, another touchdown on under his belt. Any shares that are out there of any Chiefs offensive weaponry, go get it because you're probably going to have a better chance of scoring than you do with about anybody else. Ah, the last one, what I hit. It was kind of a fish in a barrel type of thing. I had Dak and Amari Cooper both going against. I doubled up going against Miami. Amari Cooper had another good game. Big time output for you in fantasy wise. I don't think he had 100 yards, but he had several catches, hit the touchdowns. You know, good week for him. That was definitely a hit. Oh, but what I missed. I missed on Chris Godwin. I thought for sure the assault would continue. The targets went to Mike Evans, which is fine because he was a good play anywhere. You know, you're definitely playing him. But I missed on Chris Godwin against Carolina, and, you know, that happens. Hopefully it balances back out to where he's still going to be fantasy relevant, obviously. But, you know, his output didn't really hit you. He didn't hit you really big for your fantasy this week. And the last one, oh, man, this one was one where I didn't miss. I completely misfired. With all the targets and all the catches, I thought Emmanuel Sanders was going to be a slam dunk, and all it was a slam dud. He didn't lay an egg, but he didn't do very much, and totally missed on Emmanuel Sanders. Hopefully, that's a bounce back week this week. You know, when you go from double digit catches, you know, you think, okay, this guy's going to get targeted a lot. It didn't happen last week. Big whiff on that one. On to week four, I was better. I went 5-5 on the week. I was 4-6 the first 2 weeks. Went 5-5, so I'm getting better. I'll take a break at 500. Still undefeated in two leagues. In first place in my division. In one league, and in second or third place with a 3-0 record in another. So it's not been a complete wash. Doing really good in a few leagues. Hanging in there in other leagues. I got a big win. Two big wins in leagues where I needed wins this week. That was huge. So, you know, it's a process. You just got to keep building, keep scratching, keep clawing. Hit the waiver wire, hit the free agent pool. You know, make a couple of trades. If you're out there and you're struggling, you're 0-3 or 1-2 or whatever, not time to panic yet, but it is time to, you know, make some adjustments, make some moves, and try to get a win. It's amazing what a win would do for you. This early in the season, I was 0-2. I got a win, and all of a sudden, if the playoffs start today, I'm in. Obviously, that's too far away to think about, but, you know, that win helps. You know, it's way better looking at a 1-2 than an 0-3 going into week 4. It's just that one win changes everything, and now you're like, okay, not only did I get a win in the Chumps League, I was like top 2 or 3 scorer for the week. So, one guy I'd like to talk about, maybe beat the waiver wire for next week if he's out there, and this is definitely in a touchdown league, if you can go get Jeff Wilson from San Francisco. I was on a bye week this week, but if he's out there, go get him, stash him, because Shanahan has come out and said that he's the goal line guy. Okay, I picked him up in the Chumps League. He had 2 touchdowns last week, 2 touchdowns this week, okay, and that helped boost me into a win. Not going to be a burner on the yardage and the carries and all that, but if they get down to the inside the 10, he said it's going to be his guy. So I picked him up, and I got 2 more touchdowns out of him this week. If he's available, go get him. You may need him due to injuries or the buys that are starting to hit this coming week. Okay, hit list number 1. This guy's getting better and better every week. Mark Ingram versus Cleveland this weekend. Got to love that. I love that as the first guy in the hit list for week 4. He's got a definite role carved out in this offense already. Had a big week 3. Look for him to keep that up and have, you know, solid opportunity against the Browns. Next on my list, and this guy could throw for 500 this week if it's close. And if Kyler Murray is able to keep up with Russell Wilson, you know, and keep that game close, and they have to throw and throw and throw, and they get away from the run a little bit, then Russell Wilson versus Arizona could be a fantastic play this week for you at the quarterback position. Evan Ingram versus Washington. Don't talk of tight ends a lot, but this guy is like a wide receiver. He gets a lot of targets. Daniel Jones obviously likes throwing the ball to him, and now they get Washington. Okay, and I just talked about if you need to play Jones, you know, Evan Ingram's definitely a good play because he's probably their leading receiver and going to be out throughout the course of the season, especially now that Saquon is down. Ah, and this one hurts. Terry McLaurin, the rookie wide receiver for the Washington Redskins. He is on his way to becoming the number one wide receiver if he hasn't already, you know, grabbed a hold of that mantle and, you know, assumed that role. And this week he gets the Giants, and, you know, they are looking for him. Now, here's the thing. I'm not so sure how much longer Keenum's going to be the quarterback. But if they make a change to Dwayne Haskins, those two guys have history at Ohio State. Okay, they played together. So there's probably already some built-in chemistry if Haskins were to get, you know, get the job. So look for McLaurin to keep putting up good numbers. That was a great pickup in a league by Josh Thrush. He picked him up, and he's been reaping the benefits for it ever since he scooped him up off of the free agent wire. Okay, Alvin Kamara versus Dallas. Last week he was in my dud segment. He came back, had a great week, caught a touchdown, ran another one in. Against Dallas, look for him to catch more passes, okay, and look for him to be a little bit more involved in the passing game. And I can see 2 more touchdowns out of him again this week against the Cowboys. If the Cowboys are not able, if they're able to do what they've been doing, which is get close to sacking the quarterback, but not getting to him, you know, entirely, and they're able to bring a blitz and they're able to get the ball to Kamara, you know, out of the backfield, dump it off to him, there's going to be yardage right there for him. He'll be in the secondary before you know it. Love Alvin Kamara this week against Dallas. That's a good play. IDP of the week, got to be Shaq Barrett. He's coming off back-to-back weeks, 3 sacks apiece from the past 2 weeks. I picked him up in 2 leagues, and I was going against him in a league, and he just beat the crap out of me. If Shaq Barrett is available in your IDP leagues, go get him and play him. He's able to get to the quarterback, and he is on a tear right now. Last guy, Christian Kirk for the Arizona Cardinals. I can't say he's 100% matchup proof yet, but he is highly targeted and he's looked at a lot. I'm playing him in about every league I have him in this coming weekend. Had I played him in another league this week, I probably would have won the game. It was that close. Christian Kirk, it's like Murray looks for him first, and then, you know, Fitzgerald's the other guy who gets yardage. Both of those guys are fantastic plays. I love Christian Kirk, you know, rest of season, as long as he stays healthy, and, you know, Kyler Murray's able to throw him the ball. He's having a fantastic start to his year. That'll do it for me. Thank you for listening to the episode of the Hateful Hitman Fantasy Football Podcast. My name is Chris Strasbaugh. You can find me on Twitter at Hateful Hitman. You can find the show on Podbean, Stitcher, Spotify, Spreaker, iHeartRadio, OvertimeHeroics.com. Check out OvertimeHeroics.com. Your one-stop shop for all things sports-related. Forums, poll questions, anything you got, they got you covered on OvertimeHeroics.com. Have a great week. Good luck to you. See you next time on The Hitman Show.